On Sunday night, as people watch the 74th Academy Awards ceremony, there will be those winners' announcements that some TV viewers may use as an opportunity for a bathroom break, among them the awards for short films. That's probably because few people get to see the nominated short films, or any short films for that matter. But now, some of those live-action and animated shorts are touring the country. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Susan and Dan Kilcott are sitting in the lobby at Visions, an art house theater in Washington, D.C. They're waiting to see a program of this year's Oscar-nominated shorts. They've waited a really long time.
I've been searching for years to see these films because they give the awards, they announce it, the best short film. Nobody's seen it. I want to see it. I've done searches on the net. I want to rent it at Blockbuster, right?
We'll pay.
The Kilcotts say that seeing the shorts will transform their experience watching the Academy Awards on television. Now they can actually root for short films they've seen. In fact, Susan Kilcott says she'll root harder for the shorts.
Because these are the little guys. These are the guys who are going to be making the Spielberg movies in the future, or not. Hello.
The shorts categories are the only ones in which Academy members actually must attend screenings to vote. They have to watch a total of 10 films, 5 live-action and 5 animated. This year, they include Strange Invaders, a dark fantasy about a Canadian couple and their baby from outer space, a live-action film called The Accountant, about an accountant, and a Polish film about an abused child who plays soccer and prays. Mitchell Block has served on the Academy's Short Film Nominating Committee for 20 years.
The films range from very serious films, like this year's nominee from Poland, to wonderfully comedic works like the animated film For the Birds from Pixar. Each film is like a poem or a haiku.
Pixar's For the Birds is the one Oscar-nominated short that general audiences may have seen. It opened for Monsters, Inc. in theaters around the country. Other nominees this year come from Ireland, Austria, Germany, and Chicago, where Joe Meredith works as an animator. His company makes commercials for breakfast cereals, and it sponsored his short film, even though Stubble Trouble has nothing to do with breakfast.
The story is about a little caveman who has a lot of facial hair, and he can't get rid of it.
Meredith is used to making 30-second commercials, so this 3-minute film felt epic.
It actually started out to be only 2 minutes, and then it sort of grew from there.
Meredith likes what he calls the intensity and clarity of shorts. Making full-length features does not interest him.
I don't have that particular inclination myself. I'm very much in love and attached to the short form.
Colman Apple, on the other hand, wants to direct feature films. He wants to make a living as a director. That's hard to do with live-action shorts.
This was my calling card. You know, I wanted to make a short film to show, to see what I could do.
I haven't come here to see the manager. I've come here to see you. What the hell? Pardon my expression, do I care for your manager?
Apple's Oscar-nominated film is called Thespians on Speed. It's adapted from the Chekhov play The Bear. It's set on a New York City bus.
I must ask you not to talk to me this way. You know that life has lost all meaning for me since Nikolai Mikhailovich died. You may think I'm alive, but I'm not. It only looks that way.
Filmmaker Colman Apple says he personally financed his short. It cost around $40,000, and he said it was surprisingly easy to get the Academy's attention.
Everybody thought, well, what did you do to get a nomination? It's like, applied?
Apple visited the Oscars website, checked out the criteria, and submitted his film. Now, for the second year in a row, the general public can see Oscar-nominated shorts on tour through the end of April. Despite the tour's success, the package hasn't been picked up by television, and no DVDs or videos are planned. Still, director Colman Apple is happy for any attention his nomination brings.
By the end of the day, everybody was saying, oh, you're going to have an agent by the end of the day, or you're going to have offers and this and that. But that's the kind of the illusion. I think people are more curious about you. If you've got a nomination, it certainly will open some doors, but they really want to know what you're going to do next.
Last year's winners are doing just about as well as you would expect. The live-action winner is shooting a German-financed feature in India. And the animated winner made a bunch of commercials for AT&T. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.